Greetings, my name is Tommy Lee and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast titled Over 30 Years Strong, the 3 W's of Successful Kidney Failure Living, Weight, Waste, and Water Management. Before we get started, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. I was born and raised in San Diego, California. Regular, normal, I guess, teen life, dealing with issues that a teen deals with at that age, with exception to the fact that at the age of 16, I was diagnosed with acute kidney failure that within 2 years developed into chronic glomerular nephritis. In other words, chronic kidney failure. By the age of 18, I began dialysis treatments with a little, just kind of give you a background on that. Right now, as of today, I'm 48 years old, 30 years living strong with kidney failure, and I have successfully experienced and explored all 6 modalities of kidney disease. Those modalities are from hemodialysis. Actually, the first modality was peritoneal dialysis to hemodialysis to transplant. Then after transplant, I've experienced, went back to hemodialysis, but then later on found out about nocturnal hemodialysis. And then explored and found out about home hemodialysis, and next I am on the final modality, which is nocturnal home hemodialysis. So those are a total of all 6 modalities that I have experienced based on my lifestyle and my studying of kidney disease through experience. I have come up with methods of successfully living with kidney disease. To kind of give you a background, a little bit how I've been able to accomplish that was, you know, I always had a desire and aspiration as a youth to go to college. So I went to college after I graduated from high school about, within a year. I didn't go right to college. But when I did, I never stopped going to college. And I was, at that time, on peritoneal dialysis. I transferred to Cal State Long Beach. And I was still on dialysis, but I had gotten off of peritoneal dialysis while I was at community college and got on hemodialysis at a dialysis unit. And I, throughout my whole college career, I basically was on hemodialysis. I was able to schedule my dialysis treatments at 5 o'clock in the morning so that I'd be able to get a little bit of rest and go to college after dialysis treatments. I was on dialysis treatments 3 days a week for 3 hours treatment. And I did this throughout my college career. It took me quite a while to graduate, longer than the average student, because I had to schedule my classes to fit my dialysis treatment. So depending on the classes that I needed would determine my schedule. So throughout my college career, I would toggle from Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays to Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And so it was just, you know, those little changes that I had made to accommodate successfully pursuing my college degree, in which I was able to do in 10 years. So I graduated in 1989, took a little time to adjust, went to started community college in the, I guess we'd say the winter of 1990, or, you know, 89 going on 90. And then was able to maintain dialysis treatments throughout my college career, transferred to Cal State Long Beach, continued pursuing my college degree while on dialysis, and so forth. So while I was on dialysis, I was always studying kidney failure. I would listen to what the doctors said, and then I would study about good health in general, good dietary practices in general, and I realized there was a conflict between what the doctors were saying in terms of what I could eat and what good dietary practices said in terms of just having a healthy lifestyle and healthy diet. So I listened to the doctors and I studied about good diet practices, and I chose to do the and live according to the good dietary practices that I studied. I told the doctors what I was doing. They really didn't support me, but when they saw my lab results, they would rethink. When it came to me, they would rethink their position. They wouldn't really prescribe what I was doing to other patients, but they said, if it works for you, keep on doing it. And so I continued to do it, and I continued to study. And over the years, I found out that there were three main factors that either contributed towards your demise and problems that you had as you lived with kidney failure, or that contributed towards you improving and successfully living with kidney failure. And that was your ability to manage your weight, your wastes, and your water. Weight meaning managing how much weight you put on, because that stresses your body and it compromises good dialysis treatments. Waste is, it compromises your body as well. It increases your heart, your blood pressure, and your heart rate, and it your edema that you accumulate. It interferes with your energy levels, and so wastes really had a lot to do with the quality of life that you sustain while on, you know, dialysis and living with kidney failure. And then water management, which affects everything. Weight, waste accumulation, edema. Being edema is simply water that you've accumulated that is displaced throughout your body, and now you have a swollen effect on your face and your limbs. So those three things, I realized, as long as you manage those three qualities, those three characteristics, those three very important elements within kidney failure, you would basically live a pretty optimal life with kidney failure, and you'd be able to fulfill a lot of your goals and aspirations that you want to fulfill. Currently, after all that I've been through, the 30 years strong living with kidney failure, I have graduated from college. I have two degrees. I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. I am a professional educator. I am a homeowner. I had gotten married when I was in college. My former wife and I have a daughter. And I am co-parenting with my former wife, taking care of my daughter, living a quality life, not worrying about where, you know, food, clothing, shelter, not worrying about, I have a profession and living comfortably. And I believe I'm living the American reality. I fought for it. It wasn't given to me. But once I mastered kidney failure, life has been able to pour out its gifts in abundance. And I feel that based upon my successes, that I should share that with my kidney failure community. Those who are recently diagnosed, those who have been diagnosed for a long time, those who are struggling with the diagnosis, those who are struggling with living with kidney failure and watching their life, you know, get a little bit more difficult as the days progress, I felt it's necessary at this moment in my life for me to share my successes, share my accomplishments, and I would like to do so. So I've, you know, like I stated before, I've successfully lived with kidney failure. I've survived and explored and experienced all six modalities. Currently, I'm on nocturnal home hemodialysis, and I am a, you know, very a strong supporter and advocate of it. I believe that it is the most successful and the most effective of all modalities. I would never do transplant again, and we'll find out, you know, as we continue on with these podcast series, we will talk about these six kidney failure modalities, and I will also discuss which ones I feel are most effective and which ones I feel are least effective. And unfortunately, contrary to public opinion, transplant is very, very close to the bottom. Matter of fact, I would say it's competing for the bottom of the list in terms of effective diet, you know, remedies to kidney failure. It's not a cure, and I would put that at close to the bottom, or even competing for the bottom, and we'll talk about that later. But I just wanted to give you a background that my experience and my history with kidney failure is abundant. I have a lot of information to share. I'm looking for a lot of people to explore my podcasts, and I will give information to where if you have any questions that you'd like to ask me, I will share my email right now. I'll give you my email to ask me any questions that I will answer on the podcasts, each episode or series. My email is T as in Tommy, H-O-R-N as in Nancy, E-777 at gmail.com. That's T-H-O-R-N as in Nancy, E-777 at gmail.com. So please, let's go on this journey together. I'm not really experienced at this. This is my first podcast, and I look forward to sharing my experiences with you. And I believe that based upon my accomplishments, I am, you know, qualified to say that, you know, I have mastered living with kidney failure. So thank you for listening to my first podcast of many, over 30 years strong, the three W's of successful kidney failure living: weight, waste, and water management. Have a blessed day.